From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today the Obama administration has not changed its position on the building of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. That is despite her having said Israel's offer to restrain construction is an unprecedented concession and should be a good basis for a resumption of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
Our policy on settlement activity has not changed. We do not accept the legitimacy of settlement activity.
Clinton spoke in Cairo, a final stop added to her Mideast tour on which she has tried to jumpstart the peace process. Arab leaders have reacted with concern to Clinton's earlier comments. Palestinian leaders say they will not return to talks unless building of Israeli settlements stops. Authorities in Afghanistan say it is still unclear why a police officer in training opened fire, killing 5 British soldiers. Another 6 British soldiers and 2 Afghan officers were injured in the shooting. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Kabul, and she says there are problems with the police selection process.
The problem is that they don't vet these police officers. They don't get a lot of money or salary per month. So, and they're in such desperate need of people that oftentimes they're not properly vetted. And in fact, if they do go through the training program that the Americans have set up here at a variety of locations in the country, that is the time where they actually are, they have background checks done, they do drug checks and that sort of thing. A lot of these police officers who in fact are in uniform, just are given a uniform, given a gun, and said, be a police officer.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul, Afghanistan. President Obama will visit a middle school in Madison, Wisconsin today, where he is scheduled to discuss strengthening the country's education system. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
The president's visit comes as state lawmakers are debating changes to help Wisconsin compete for a share of nearly $5 billion in federal education money. They're poised to vote this week on ending a law that bans using standardized test scores to evaluate teachers. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle supports the move, as well as others that the Obama administration has hinted are necessary to get a share of the funding.
I think this is a real opportunity for states like Wisconsin, who already have good educational systems, for us to take it to the next level.
The president's visit also comes following the release of new numbers showing that most of the jobs saved by the federal stimulus package were in education. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
This evening at the White House, the president and the first lady will host a performance event celebrating classical music. Performers will include violinist Joshua Bell and guitarist Sharon Isbin. Stocks are up this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 127 points. The Nasdaq up 20. This is NPR News. The head of the Canadian auto parts maker Magna International is putting the best face on its failed bid to buy General Motors' European unit, Opel. GM announced late yesterday that it's keeping Opel and restructuring it. Dan Karpinchuk reports from Toronto.
GM's board of directors said the decision to keep Opel was in part based on an improved business climate and the fact that the automaker's overall health was better than it was since Opel went up for sale. A spokesman for the German government says it regrets the decision and it expects GM to strengthen Opel and to pay back 1.5 billion euros in bridge financing that was granted earlier this year. The original deal would have seen GM selling a 55% stake in Opel to Canadian auto parts maker Magna International and its partner, Russia's Sberbank. In a brief statement, Magna said it would continue to support Opel and GM. And the head of the company, Frank Stronach, says life will go on. It's not for him to criticize the automaker. He could hardly do otherwise since GM is Magna's biggest customer. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina says she will challenge California Democrat Barbara Boxer for her U.S. Senate seat. Fiorina revealed her decision in an opinion piece in the Orange County Register. She's to make a formal announcement later today. She would have to win the Republican primary in order to run directly against Boxer. Fiorina was fired by the Hewlett-Packard board in 2005, and the computer and printer maker gave her a $21 million severance package, which could help her finance her campaign. Fiorina served as an economic advisor to Republican John McCain in his bid for the White House last year. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.